Yeah, the usual players are missing. Shamak, Connor, everybody else is available, I think, so far.
I've read conflicting reports about Connor Wigan's injury, rib injury, calf injury. Can you clear that up and how long he's out for?
Yeah, he's back running, so we don't think he's too long away. We've taken a little bit of extra care because he had a breakdown in between there on his calf injury, so we found out it wasn't just a calf, it was where his attachment was, but it's nothing too dangerous. We think he'll be okay.
A couple of weeks or?
Yeah.
Okay, and Shaman, how close is he?
Yeah, he's getting very close, and we've having to be very, very careful, of course, because of this reoccurring hamstring injury. So we've really worked hard on the strength of his hamstrings. And put a couple of things in place which we hope will see him have a season long period now, because it's very important for us that he is available.
A few issues in the striking department you'll have to address over the weekend. Just looking a little bit more longer term, have you kept an eye on Sully Kaikai, who's doing the Shrewsbury, and perhaps maybe bringing him back earlier, or is he going to stay there till the end of his loan?
No, I think he'll stay there till the end of his loan. I mean, obviously, I've got I'm blessed here with good strikers. Patrick still yet to start for us in a league game, Patrick Bamford, that is, and so no, he'll stay. He's doing very well though. We're very pleased with him.
I must just ask you: you did mention last week that you didn't want to go into too much depth about the referee and in particular the Dwight Gale red card. You've had a chance to look at it since then. What's your view on that situation now?
Well, you know, everybody's had their piece of it. My view is the same, really. I still think it was a bit harsh, the second card. And, you know, there was a bit of frustration in me because, you know, in the period since I've been at Crystal Palace, we haven't had an opposing player sent off. Yet we got three flying wingers and it never happens to us. So there's a bit of frustration in there, which is, might bias my view slightly. Having said that, I have spoke to Dwight this week and, you know, that put himself at risk like that with that challenge. Can't happen again once he's booked. He understands that thing.
You mentioned these flying wingers, you have no opposing players being sent off. Do you feel that you're not getting protected enough in that case?
Sometimes I do, yeah. And I think there's been a couple of times where that call has not been good for us. Now, you know, sometimes the stats don't lie. I don't understand it, really, if I'm honest, in all the games that we've played. And we've had some incidents with three or four challenges after a yellow card. So, you know, it is a bit frustrating in terms of that. But I don't want to go harp on about it. That's my point. Let's move on.
Yeah, often referees are given quite a bad reputation. They're criticised quite often. What's your view, just generally, on the standard this season? And also, can they be helped, and if so, how?
Well, I don't know if there's too much that can help them. Better training, better facilities, better better analysis after the games. Maybe some analysis from managers as well to of our view. We're asked our view, but I'm not sure it's been taken too much into account at times. And have a bit more feedback. It would help them to help us.
Sometimes the managers don't want to comment on referees because they'll get into trouble.
Of course.
There needs to be a situation now where the managers and the referees need to just sit down perhaps an hour after kickoff after the full time whistle and maybe just go through.
No, I don't think that's an appropriate time because emotions are running high for staff, managers, and for referees as well. No, the best time is Mondays and Tuesdays, and maybe a better review system would be better. To help on what we think sometimes isn't correct. My view of the general standard of the Premier League is high, but that doesn't mean to say it can't be improved.
Sixth in the league at the moment, what's the mentality for Crystal Palace at the moment? Are you still thinking, right, let's just make sure we stay in this league, or your ambition's much, much higher than that now?
Well, of course our ambition is more than to stay in the division, but it's the first criteria for every team in the Premier League. I spoke to the West Ham chairman after briefly, and he's very keen to get 40 points as quick as he could. We all are. Once you get across there, of course, then you can start looking to the teams above you, and that's what we'll do. But we're playing against the Leicester side, who have been the surprise package. I think with our signing of Kabai, I think people looked at us and perhaps thought we might have a good season, but I don't think everybody see Leicester's season coming. So they've done tremendously well. I'm a big fan of their manager. I think he carries himself really well, and he's had a big team, so he knows how to keep a winning run going, and they're in a great zone at the moment. A really tough game and a crucial game in terms of us and Leicester, because it will propel one above the other.